thing ever that does exist now, responded from his partner, Mr. Rayman. I don't know from the department if anybody's going to lead us in response of this issue. Do we all agree that we start with the issue of the unified
thanks, Chair. Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. Just to just clarify one thing, Chair. It is with great regret that I need to inform the House of this. There have been some kind of miscommunication with regard to the presence of the department here for that particular briefing. And we were in communication with the chair, and I also tried to get the secretary this morning to just clarify as to whether the department would be required. And I was just explaining also to the chair that the way we operate, which is just for compliance with the regulations in the public services, that department, our department in particular, does not release officials to travel if there's no official documentation for them to travel, because then they have to justify the expense when the auditors and other people come to check the books. However, we also then said also in our discussion with our legal team, telephonically this morning, that if the committee would so wish that the department still comes, especially the legal team, just before the bill is taken back to the House, we are agreeable to that suggestion and we will try our utmost to make sure that that is possible. However, we really regret that the department was not able to attend today, and because of the reason stated earlier, and no disrespect is intended to the committee, it should not be interpreted otherwise. It was merely a challenge of how the communication went. And we are at the mercy of the committee as the department with regards to what the way forward is. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I think the explanation is well here. And as I said, and also apologize for the fact of the committee that the communication will go away. We are trying to play with the chief. We will try and talk to the chef of the committee to apply contact next week to have a meeting. As we all know, that it's a week of the taking parliament to the people. So we have to apply for that week as a cluster committee to do our work, because we've got the legislation in front of us. And this is a very, very short time for us to make the parliament. So if the chief meeting and Katama Shambu agree, it means we'll reschedule the meeting for next Tuesday for the parliament to come and finalize the issue from the particular, and also to get also for members at the meeting. But we are waiting for the chair of the committee. Thank you very much. Can we to take time? We are not going to use for the first, but the member who talked to an official reintroduced for a member of the table. I'm acting chair now for Honorable Togo. My name is Jess Mancillo, Chairperson of Social Services. We are taking the same class. We've got the deal in front of us here. You can sign the first part to agree. Do we have a document to use it? I don't think they got it. We've got a clause. One, give me a first amendment that in this document, you already have a member. Last year, we're dealing with a column. take your advice, maybe to a website. We need to make your advice.
And now the disadvantage is that the department is not here to respond to this. You see, because in accordance to what they've done here, I don't know whether it is from the research or anywhere else, there are issues that they raise that they believe, I mean, it's obvious they came to lobby us. So maybe we need to find time to be able to read this type of thing, go through, because I noticed that it's an issue raised according to the clause. I want supported, not supported, I think it's the GST system, and then the proposal from the GST in relating to that issue that, say, for example, transgender race. I'm sure it is a rail would tell us to relocate their e-form of Babo, and that is operational. So, unless the person will give us a chance to read this first one, so that then we familiarize ourselves with this. And so, with the Human Science Research Council one, the issues that even raised up, I don't think they're going to change. There were no issues that came from other stakeholders, but it's only us as members who raised certain things pertaining to certain process, the way they've been phrased within the Human Science Research one. So now we're talking, there are two things, the person, and therefore giving a chance to go over this one first, then you give us 5 to 10 minutes to read through the responses, to be able to deal with the astronomy. Or if you go to the human science of first one, then I'm sure that one, I think, is where it's most trading before we come back to this one, which is a bit complicated because it has got input from stakeholders.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Thank you for that. But I've got concerns because you've got to make a statement. We have to apply our mind before taking this final decision. I was going to propose maybe to defend this one for next Tuesday when the department is here can give you members the time to go through the DMA. Then maybe you can deal with other one. I don't know whether I'm going to because we still have time for next week if you agree to meet the department. And we'll be able to expatiate on this document. Agree?
Yes.
Now let's go to Human Science Research. Council deal. We all have the 16B2007 and also with the the document is process. The deal and the document.
I
don't
think we have that one.
Amendments agree to the name that it says.
I'm just trying to check whether we're just going through the process as you are handing it now. I'm not sure whether, yeah. I'm just trying to check if you're doing cross by cross to check if there's any issue and then if it's not right, then we proceed the next cross.
That we get an understanding at the night, and yeah. I guess we got an understanding at the committee, so that next week when they finalize it, the committee could also have the deliberated on this. Honorable Chief.
Jefferson, under clause 5, sub-clause 3, it is the minister in consultation with the National Assembly appoints members of the board. After publishing the government business source. Now, I know a concern was raised last week to say that when you're in consultation, that was a concern. And then, of course, the other concern was with the national assembly. The view that was expressed here was to say that the minister must, after consultation with parliament, appoint. There's also an issue that was raised in the last week. Now, the particular department is not here now, but I thought that they raised it again.
I believe that the committee will amend it to say what we are expecting after consultation with parliament, so that then that also becomes consistent. Where it only talks about national assembly. And then on line 43, Chairperson, after the Wales government has it, one also to propose that a way that would say at least two national newspapers, meaning it will be published, notice must also be given. So meaning while setting the Wales at least after Gazette and at least after N. Yes. Those are the two ways. So it is amendments that we are putting forward as a committee, that those amendments on line 42 and 43 should be accepted.
Do you agree on this? Thank you. Yeah, that is not five, right? Remuneration.
Sorry, Jack.
No,
on page 5, under should be a consequential arrangement. The minister must inform the schedule to remove a member of the board. Yet again, only the election has been attended, but the manager can extend this.
The minister must inform
something on page 4 is just cropped up there. Section 5 of section 5A. The composition of the board must be broadly representative of the demographics of the public. Up there, it talks about that on 5-2 subsection D, that the board consists of not less than 6 and not more than 9. Are we assuming that now the board will be 9 members such that, I just want to check also when you talk about the demographics, specifically in relation to that each member shall come from a province, or it is just that, but I don't want it to be loose to an extent that the demographics has passed here. When the appointment is done, it means something else. I just want to be clarified on that. So that
demographic care would refer to racial and gender representativity of the citizens of the Republic. It doesn't refer to provinces. Thank you.
But
it's
only defined in the
definition.
Usually you define those terms, but you're moving from the normal meaning of the word. In this particular context, we're not moving from the normal meaning of the word, therefore it's not necessary to define it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Are you
here today?
Yes, okay. Thank you very much. Your apology is in order. We never saw friends of the council. From the floor to the floor 4-5. We are now going to talk 6 under remuneration. Can you say again? Under 6, plus 6. Honorable,
Hamilton. Yeah, I will confess, but English is a second language. So, maybe it can be a fourth.
Fourth language.
It's a second, because it's used to go far, different, you can just talk about it. On proper than five, we talk about the Quran. It says the Quran for a meeting of the board is the majority of its members. Maybe the people who went to law school in Africa. Not come on the majority of members. Isn't it that you must specify to the either 50% of one or two chairs? Because then once you say quorum for the meeting is the majority of members, are we not assuming that So meaning there are decisions that they can take that the people that can't be taken. If we can get clarity on that, we should recommend them, neither are many there, who are doing human and people, must be not around with us, on that issue.
I don't know what my colleagues are going to say, but I think this is paper for the statute where it says a decision of the board must be taken by a resolution of the majority of the members present at any meeting of the board, and in the event of any quality of form, in any matter, the person who resides on the board will let the custom vote in a decision of his or his advice. I think if there are cases, like you say, the decision of the two was against the other one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let me get a second leader opinion.
Thank you, Chair. I disagree with my colleague that my explanation was going to be that the reason why it was written as majority is that if there is a bill doesn't provide an exact number of the members of the board. So it's difficult to say it has to be this number. When you provide that, it has to be a majority. If the board consists of seven members, then it has to be at least four members who are present for there to be a quorum. So if you were to provide numbers, it becomes difficult because it says it has to be at least six members, but not more than nine. A member can, the board can consist of any number between six and nine. So it's very difficult to give exact numbers, which is why
Chairperson, you know, I think that aspect of the majority of these members present is actually making me go back to 5.2b, where it says you cannot have not less than 6. You know, I remember in 1b where when you have an even number of members, there's always a problem of if, say you got 6 or 8, because it says not less than 6 and not more than 9. You have a situation where now there is a tie or there's a word in English that they use. That's not to say you reach a deadlock because you have an even number of people that are there. Isn't that advisable that in this bill we say not less than 7? I'm trying to get a situation where now we have some kind of an odd or prime number that will sort of try to balance things, that when the chairperson casts a vote, that vote is either given to that side or that side, rather than a situation where you've got 6 members, the chairperson is a 6th member, and you vote otherwise and you find a deadlock. I'm just trying to cover that element of majority and the number that might come to be appointed. I also assume that it would be 9 or 7, or something like that.
Before giving it to my sister, yes, because I think it is getting
this successful. I think what you are saying then should be, that if you're going to tie, then the chairperson is going to get an extra vote. And with the more votes over and above, the ordinary book that he or she has. But I think it's common. So I should say, if there are 6 voices, and it's a tie, 2 votes this way, and 3 votes this way, and the other 3 votes this way, and the chairman is going to vote again. The chairman is going to vote the casting vote, for the casting vote. That's what he said.
Well, the one man said, for the one seeking and for.
Okay.
verse 11.
I think we are faced with a challenge in this matter, especially if you look at we are recognizing some commands or other issues now in South Africa. And the question is, are they properly like we protect? I'm just asking this question. Or intellectual, whatever you call it. But anyway, because I know there's also the view not to share your experience with information with other institutional leaders. It's a pity that the department is not here to bring assistance to the country, but I know he's very clear. It's a very sensitive matter in the action.
No, just a quick response. One comes from the bill, the other is just for information. In the same section we were on, clause 6, the last clause, where the council must, with regards to research conducted by employees of the council in the area under the jurisdiction of a traditional leader, notify the National House of Traditional Leaders in writing of its intention to conduct such research, which speaks to research which may impact on the work that is done by traditional healers. But also, I'm also aware, it may also come before this committee, that the department is preparing an intellectual property bill, which also may come. And one of the things that may come also in the bill, which has been strongly discussed, was the protection of the work that is done by people in the field that the honorable member was concerned about. So there is an attempt to protect that kind of intellectual property for reasons known. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chair, the PFMA would automatically apply to the council because it's a public entity. So the PFMA applies to it. That means over and above the PFMA, where the donor imposes conditions. Those conditions plus the conditions imposed by the PFMA would then apply.
On page 4, first 4, C, Roman figure 2, it says, in respect, meaning the council must in respect of any other things rendered by it in terms of this act, make such other financial arrangements with the concurrence of the Minister of Finance. And the says the money received by way of donation or contribution must be utilized according to the conditions imposed by the donor. So where is the concurrence now going to take place? Isn't it that part of the same as according to the minister to say we have received this money, blah, 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 and so on and so on?
Thank you, sir. What clause 4, 2, C, 2 means is that when the council is going to be applying for funding, it will do that together with the minister. Therefore, when the conditions are imposed, the minister would have been part of the process of obtaining the donation. Therefore, the minister would have been aware of the conditions that are imposed and have had the opportunity to negotiate the conditions that are imposed.
If the council is going to be dictated to our hands, let's say you give them money and say, I only want you to use this money for this and this and this. When the minister, they must do everything. I mean, I understand what you say, in case like there are no such requirements, then the PFMA kicks in. But then, are we not wanting to limit it into the council to be dictated to by outside elements now? Isn't it that they're supposed to do their work in line with what is prescribed that they're actually supposed to do? So meaning now we may have the money, if you use this money, while being a public entity, I give you money, I say do this with this money. It means, what if I am manipulating you and yet you are a state entity?
Thank you, madam.
I think if I'm a donor, give you money to build the hospital, I set a condition. Why must you use my money the way you want to? And then if there are no conditions, treasure is always there to take care of us. Then that money is taken care of in a manner that is. No, I'm giving you this money to use it for a system. Use it that way. If I'm saying nothing, there are no conditions that I'm setting, then use the money the way you can do it. Thank you.
Let's
appointed to the Suleiman government.
No, Suleiman is talking about another appointment. He's not talking all the way we're talking about. Because 054 talks about monies that are being invested. Yes, talk about money. That's 15-4. For walking, talk about money that are being invested. So it's not responding to 15-3 that we're talking about.
Can I also come again with your phone? Because I'm learning
from that. How are you? Yes.
So what you say on the 15, you consider 15, because you agree on that point 3. Now 15 under delegation.
Okay. 17, regulation.
I don't see it being written anywhere. Isn't that the minister sometimes when he brings regulation in order for us to be consistent with other education? We say that we're in consultation.
Maybe it's giving you the principle for me because it's not so that they have been required to do regulations before. In part, the first request that we made. But let me give it to her and to her and to her daughter.
I think I agree with you, Chair, that if we really are instructed that the meaning of Francisco, we can request that together. But under normal circumstances, regulations are published in the government affairs. Anybody can go through them. The committee can do this, just as can anybody. Bring them here, scrutinize them, if you don't care about anything, call the minister of the department and say, we see this regulation, this is our comment on the regulation.
It
is not like every law, because you can't put everything in that regulation. There must be regulations to so when you say it's a prerogative, it doesn't mean the minister can decide to make regulations or not to make regulations. It's a prerogative.
I understand what you're saying. The minister must make regulations together with balance.
To the skeleton that's the act, then the parliament would want to have some control over what goes into the regulations, then they would say, bring it back to us before you can finalize the regulations. But if it's normal regulations that is adding meat to the flesh, then Parliament doesn't usually say bring it back to us. And in this particular case, my opinion is this is not regulations that need to come back to Parliament, because it's just adding meat to the bone. Thank you, Chair.
But you can demand if you want.
Yes.
We don't have to consult them.
Because as far as he can be, have been moved to another department. And what if he or she sits here and defends Ruth, no, don't do this here. When he has a subject, he has a subject. You know, if he has a minister, then it will be something else. Because the political is. But no, I don't believe that we need to consult the department. I'm sure we can find out some of these things. Department, they will hear it. We will just learn it.
And then there is a wrong way to say we are consulting them, but inform back them. I mean, inform them that these are our, and but also give them an opportunity to comment on what we would want to do, I think it's not okay to say, we have been working very well with the department, we must continue in that manner. We really maybe have consulted them by the wrong way. So it means then that if that is the actual thing, then we will actually come to the end of all. Unless there's any other thing that any member wants to raise here. But I think I've put to all members formally that next week it's supposed to be this whole representation parliament to the people in the Western Cape, and it seems like the NCOP is going to turn off. Whatever area. Okay, fine. But then it seems like we will have permission to continue with our work because we've got some backlog in terms of our work. We are not going to go there, we'll do work here, we'll only join them on Friday.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, sir. On the procedure, are we going to get these amendments that we have agreed upon today next week so that they will adopt them officially in the meeting?
Yeah, they will. She's agreed that they're going to work with the first time so that they can.
So the first cover will come and say 16C with amendments from the NCOB.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I want to take this opportunity to. There's nothing else to thank everybody who is here. Now next week we will be here at the conversation, all of us. Because we'll be dealing with these digital metals, we'll be dealing with this science and technology metals, we'll be dealing with home affairs metals. But that's, I think, what we'll be members of the whole thing. Thank you very much, everybody. This meeting is adjourned. I don't know if you can arrange lines of us. Facebook. You tell them. So I'm going to tell them what I'm talking about.
Yeah, lunch is arranged in Mount Boring,
Okay. You can't ask Malavendra to play cards.